This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. According to a CNN report, munitions experts say a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children in a marketplace, killing 51 people, including 40 children. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said earlier this month the airstrike targeted Houthi rebels in the market and conformed with international and humanitarian law. U.S. President Barack Obama banned the sale of precision-guided weaponry to Saudi Arabia in 2016 after Saudi Arabia used a similar bomb in another deadly attack. The Trump administration, however, overturned the ban last year. Jurors will continue deliberating in the fraud trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. That story now from AP's Sagar Magani.
Manafort faces 18 felony counts, with prosecutors saying he hid millions in foreign income from the IRS and then lied to banks to get loans. President Trump's offering public support for his former campaign chairman, calling him a very good person.
I think it's a very sad day for our country.
He spoke not long after jurors started their second day of deliberations outside of Washington. Judge T.S. Ellis III says he won't release their names after the trial's over, as some news organizations have asked, saying he fears for their safety and notes he's being protected by U.S. Marshals after receiving threats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mali opposition leader Soumaila Cisse rejects the announcement that President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is the winner of last weekend's presidential runoff, Cisse filing a fraud complaint with the Constitutional Court. He says his party's numbers show that he won the election. This is VOA News. The United Nations Secretary General has put forth proposals for protecting Palestinian civilians who are living under Israeli occupation. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on the General Assembly to explore all practical and feasible measures that will significantly improve the protection of the Palestinian population. In a lengthy report circulated Friday evening, Guterres focuses on four options for protecting Palestinian civilians living in Israeli-occupied territory. One, a more robust UN presence on the ground. Two, expanding current UN programs and humanitarian and development assistance. Three, establishing a UN or non-UN civilian observer mission, and finally, deploying armed military or police forces. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. is sending a hospital ship to Colombia to help treat some of the hundreds of thousands of people who have poured over the border fleeing violence in Venezuela. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis spoke with reporters traveling with him to Washington from Bogota, Colombia.
Can you imagine over a million refugees right now in one of our most populous states, California, and what that would do to that one state? Now just put that on steroids down here, and you see why this is a time when one of our fellow democracies is in trouble. We have to come in and help each other.
Mattis says those he spoke with in Bogota are enthusiastic about the upcoming ship deployment, which he stressed was absolutely a humanitarian mission. Tensions between the U.S. intelligence community and the White House are ratcheting up, with President Trump relieving former CIA Director John Brennan of his security clearance. Mr. Trump says he has no regrets about doing that.
Security clearances are very important to me, very, very important, and I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
By early Friday, at least 15 former senior intelligence officials had signed on to a statement criticizing what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and action by the White House regarding the removal of John Brennan's security clearances. Cricket hero turned politician Imran Khan has been sworn in as Pakistan's prime minister. 65-year-old Khan captured 176 of the 272 ballots cast in the lower house of parliament. His rival, Shahbaz Sharif, secured 96 votes. The opposition candidate is the younger brother of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was convicted and sentenced last month to 10 years in jail on corruption charges. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Lagos. The weekend is here, and I'm about to make it so much better. Music Time in Africa is on the road, peepas. Currently, I'm co-hosting on popular radio shows and meeting artists and producers and DJs. So I've just spent the past week in Lagos with Cool FM 96 and Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. And today, I'm serving up big sound chunks from those live shows. So sink your teeth in and enjoy Lagos. August 2nd marked the 21st memorial of Fela Kuti's death. So what better way to open the show than with the original Fela Kuti? Yeah, that was the sound of Nigeria in 1975 with the one and only Fela Kuti. Hello, music lovers. I'm Heather Maxwell. August 2nd was the 21st memorial of Fela's death. I visited his home on that day here in Lagos, and you can check out pictures of the visit, including his saxophones and guitars, his untouched bedroom since the day he died in 1997, beautiful art, photos, and of course, his tombstone. All that's on my Facebook page, so get there and visit. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa.
I want you to let me wait, 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 wait. We love Music Time in Africa.
So today is all about Nigeria. I spent a lot of time co-hosting radio shows in Lagos this past week, so let's jump right in. This first sound chunk is a loosely edited 21-minute excerpt of my time on air with Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. We listen to music, talk to callers, to each other. I get three Nigerian names and learn how music and sports make a great team. Here we go. Sports.
Radio 88.9 Brila FM.
Yes, it's a very, very interesting morning we have right here on Sports Radio 88.9 Brie Live FM. I have one wonderful person in the studios. If you're watching, because we are live on the Facebook fan page, a lot of hits already asking, who is that person you have in the studio? Dr. Heather Maxwell. If you are a frequent listener of a VOA Voice of America, Music Time in Africa, then she needs no introduction.
Yes, Akim, it's a wonderful morning, and we want to give you the Brila salute. And this way, we welcome you to this house. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Then maybe I should allow you to say hello to the fans who are watching all across the globe.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, Brila fans. Thrilled to be here in Lagos, Nigeria, for the very first time.
And, you know, I find it a bit weird because you've been in and out of Africa for so long. How come this is your first trip to Nigeria?
I don't know. It just circumstances have been that I've never had the chance to come to Nigeria, but it's been a dream of mine for a long time.
Okay, well, yeah. We have to make your trip here memorable then. We're definitely going to give you Nigerian names before you leave.
I love that.
Whether it's going to be Yoruba, Igbo, or Hausa, we'll have to decide. Maybe we'll give you Labake, Omo Labake. That's a beautiful name.
Does it have a meaning?
It means a child is what should be cherished.
Okay,
if you're listening and you're watching, yes, you will have the opportunity to call in and make a contribution. Yes, because we're taking a look at music at this point in time. Remember, we're outside the arena, and Hilda's here. She's been immersed in bringing out music and how it emanates from the different cultures all across Africa. And in fact, she's a singer-songwriter herself. The music you hear playing in the background is an original production. In fact, I'm going to hook you up with another one right now, if Mr. Jude is ready. Yes, indeed. Let's hook up the listeners with another song. This one is called Mango Tree. Have a listen, and we'll return in just a bit.
Mango tree, your shade looks lovely from where I can see. People sitting under you, trying to beat the heat. 106 degrees. Mango tree, people under you seem so happy. Even though they might be hungry tomorrow, that don't get them too down. But look at me, sad and
that, I must let you know that you already have a fan in the chairman, CEO Kuti. Yes, indeed. He loves that song. I mean, I love that song. And it's music time. Well, in Brilla, in Lagos. Yes, indeed. So, come on. What do you listen to? Why do you listen to it? We want to find out. Hello? Good morning, somebody.
Good morning, Jiggy Man.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Kadri calling. I greet you.
Come on, be a gentleman, Kadri. Say hello to Heather and Joe before you say hello to me.
Good morning, madam. Good morning. Omalabake, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Yes, okay.
Oh, good morning.
I greet you.
Thank you. Right. I'm glad you asked that question because I was living in Bamako, and it was 2012. I was teaching their music at the conservatory. But then the coup d'etat happened in Mali at that time. Okay. So the government, American government, said, you know, you can't leave your apartment. It's a lockdown because it's dangerous. So you need to stay in your apartment. Well, guess what? My apartment was beautiful. But I was alone, and I was getting bored in there. It'd been like 2-3 days. And I could see that Malians were getting back to normal life right outside my balcony, but I wasn't. And they were under the tree drinking tea, they were gardening, they were passing by, walking, strolling. And I'm alone in this beautiful place thinking, you know what, you can have a lot of things. You can have a gorgeous home, you can have everything you want inside, but if you don't have people around you, if you're all by yourself, it's not worth
it's
it.
It's empty.
Yes. Mm. So mango, yeah, and mango tree, that's what I was seeing outside my balcony.
Right.
Under the mango tree. I couldn't get there. I was stuck in my apartment.
So that's the inspiration for the song.
Yeah.
What inspires you? That's what we're asking. What influences the music you listen to? Do you follow the crowd or do you have a particular taste? And then what are the sources of that music? Is it traditional? Is it contemporary? Heather wants to know.
I do.
Yes. So call up and tell Heather. 0700-000889. Tweet at Brilla FM 889. Yes, we are live on the Facebook fan page. Ayo Johnson Ebinga says, okay, this is good. Shei Shotunde says, this is nice. Let's take a call as they come in. Osas White Terry, yes, that has been attended to. Shei Shotunde is also recommending Mango Tree for Cochisa at Music and Sports Special on Saturday. And don't worry, I'm sure he's already thinking about it. And Emmanuel Ike says, you guys should give her an Igbo name, and is recommending one. It says Adaize. Augustine will work on that one.
Adaize, that's pretty.
Yes.
Princess.
Princess.
Whoa, that's even prettier now that I know that.
All right, so get on board. Yes, indeed. And of course, we're still talking about music. Now, Shei Shotunde loves your voice. He says, what a voice you have. Isn't what Joe Kempe says, nice. Isaac Adufe, I don't know. I hope you're not a bit, because most of the hits seem to be coming from the guys. I don't blame them anyway. All right. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Yeah, how are you doing? Welcome to Nigeria.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question.
What's your name first?
What's it be your name?
Oh, sorry. My name is Yemi. I'm calling from Agodo.
Okay, Yemi. Welcome. Now, Yemi, before you ask the question, I think you must answer Heather's first. What kind of music do you listen to and why?
Personally, I love Nigerian music.
What kind? Different types of Nigerian music.
Classic hip-hop. I love Olamide.
Olamide.
Yeah.
I love Olamide.
All right, then. Thank you for the call. Yes, so I have Heather right here in the studios. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Somtochukwu, calling from Naija.
Somtochukwu, what do you listen to and why?
I like to listen to love songs.
Love songs?
Romantic.
Okay.
All right. Any kind of genre or style?
What kind of, any particular artist?
Rude Boy.
Rude Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like everything about the guy and the song that I did also.
Okay, now one of the callers talked about loving Olamide. Now, Olamide did what a lot of people consider unprecedented because he used a local dialect to do rap. Mm-hmm. You understand? Now, a lot of people were used to rap in English, a traditional form, but then he made it local so people could relate with it using the local dialect, and it exploded. It grew. In fact, we were one of those who started him off on one of the events we do every year, Wave Your Banner. And from there, it's been going up and up and up, no looking back, until now he's one of the biggest African, musicians.
Okay, hi peeps, this is Heather at the mic. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to a live broadcast from Brilla FM Lagos on August 1st, 2018. My co-host is talking about Olamide, as was one of the callers. Here's one of Olamide's biggest current hits, Bobo. Yeah, okay, that was Bobo by Olamide. I'm Heather, broadcasting to you from Lagos. And now back to more live radio with Brilla FM. We pick up where the hosts ask me if I speak pidgin.
There can only be one. Sports Radio, 88.9.
So we can go back to Akeem, yeah, and of course.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to ask.
Wow! Now they are the from since. Now they are the from since. Now you understand pidgin.
Look, I thought I understood pidgin until I sat next to you.
Maybe you should rather. Let's hear the one that you speak.
No, I don't speak.
Come on.
I know speak. I don't speak pidgin.
All right, the hits are still coming in. Yes, we still have Heather Maxwell right here. Yes, she's a presenter with VOA Music Time in Africa. And I don't know why you guys are. Come on, I want you to tell Heather about the kind of music you listen to and why you listen to it. Are you more contemporary, or are there some old timers out there, or youngsters who are old timers at heart? I know I listen to some old time music myself.
That's what they need.
But I think it's about old-timer. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Raymond.
All right, go ahead, Raymond. What do you listen to and why do you listen to it?
I like to listen to Simi song.
To whose song?
Simi.
Oh, okay. Why do you love Simi songs?
When you hear it, you see that you get drunk. You know, other song that
you did you say drunk?
That's what I
Simi makes you high? I hope it's a good kind of high.
Okay.
The effect Simi has on you, I'm trying to figure out. All right. I think you understand. On the Facebook fan page, James Azubuke says, for me, I love country music because it helps me to think. For example, Don Williams, you know, helps me think. Jai Olaluwa says, Two-Face, you can never go wrong. Sheishudu says, Dare Atalade is another musician I listen to. Sheishudu says, I love African contemporary music. All right. And Lasisi Latif affirming Heather's looking like an Adaize. Don't worry.
Right.
She has two names now. Omo Labake and Adaize. We need to give her a Hausa name before she leaves. We'll figure that one out. Okay, it's time for your induction. And I must hand over to the founding member, Backpass Sports Fans Assembly, Double Doctor Larry Izamaje.
One thing about your program, as they kept talking with you, I just noted a few things. One, she takes us out of Nigeria. The world has become a global village. You cannot tell the kind of opportunities open to you when you do things with other countries. And so just listening to her talking about music as it is in other countries, you may just find something that you will do with somebody else, maybe in Niger or the Gambia. And before you know it, we'll be coming to you to ask you for SK. So she informs on the program, educates on the program, and also entertains. And that's why we like what you do. And as we walk towards the Cup of Nations, and African countries will be gathering to do Africa's biggest soccer fiesta, we will be very happy to start knowing about these other African countries. Mm-hmm. For example, Senegal played so well in Russia. Mm-hmm. And at the stage, we thought that would be the team that will play maybe into the semifinals or even the final. Mm-hmm. What kept them going? What kind of songs? Because every time they came out of their buses, you find them with their headgears and others. So we would like to hear Senegalese songs. The Ghanaians used to be very good. Those things that helped IU and others. And the new soccer season is beginning in Europe. Mm-hmm. We want to look at what African players are doing, the kind of music they do and others. So we are interested in what you do. We want you to be encouraged to continue to do that. It's amazing that it takes you in Washington to open us in Africa, up to Africa. Mm. That's an amazing thing in all this. And we, again, thank you for coming here. We are happy to have you here, and we'll be happy to keep hearing you every week moving forward. Thanks once again for coming, as we do in this house. We induct people who visit us into what we call the Fans Assembly.
And, thank you.
So we're happy to have
Honorable Adaize.
Honorable Adaize.
Omolabake.
Awa. And Maxwell, as a member of the Fans Assembly.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, lovies. This is Heather. Or shall I say, Omalabake, or Adaize, or Hawa? I don't know which one to choose. So that concludes my sound chunk of music radio with the Brilla Sports FM folks in Lagos.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind
and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate.
As you know by now, we're all about music in Lagos today. Coming up is my other big sound chunk of my time on the airwaves with Cool FM 96. But first, we step out of Nigeria just for a minute. VOA's Miss Sage McLeod has this report from Washington.
Hey, Heather. I know you're in Nigeria right now, but listen, we received an amazing song from our Facebook fam bam. Let me introduce you to Macintosh and Jerahun, music from Harare, Zimbabwe. It's their first big year jumping into the music scene, and boy, are they making a splash. The group combines voices, bass guitar, percussion, Western drums, and mbira to create their unusual sound. My favorite of their songs is one that encourages humans to chase what they value most in life. And that might just be love, according to Macintosh. So without further ado, take a listen to Marumbe Makura, meaning big man, off their newest album.
Ingana gutaburira asira iranga rirudo irora uri gutsingirira uburume mukuru ari gutananiza mepo zina gana basesho ingana gutaburira asira iranga rirudo irora uri gutsingirira. Bakazi bakuru bari kutananisa mepo zina ngana masesho ingana kutaburira asi daira ngairirudo igura buri kutingirira
Manias. That was Macintosh and Jerahun with some fresh new music from Harare. Okay, now it's time for Cool FM 96.
Okay, so when we get back on the show, we have a guest who'll be hanging out with us on the radio today. I mean, we've all been a fan of The Voice of America. And, you know, she'll be on the show with us, and she's going to be co-hosting the radio show today with us, right? We'll be dropping her name when we get back on the show. You guys are going to have a fantastic time with myself, Tammy, and our beautiful guest. We'll be right back. Don't touch that radio.
And now, here's the Nyjah Smash of the Week.
To like what you see, yeah, because I come in peace and I'm at peace, and that's all I need. Yeah. Everything's not for everyone, and that is okay. You gotta take me as I am, I'll be better, but I'll never be somebody else.
Everybody is a bona fide member. Everybody get them where them they answer. You no go fit to use my ID, make you enter. Hola, hola. And as you enter, the same time make you attend to your matter. Shine your eye, make you no go enter gutter. No be every door we open, you go enter. Hola, hola. Because everything is not for everyone, and that is okay. Just count your blessings one by one.
Nigerian Vibes with Dio to the T-U-N and Tammy.
How you doing?
I'm here. I'm doing great.
I mean, so what, have you ever had a chance to see any star Nigerian star perform?
Live?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No. I tried once a couple years ago in Washington, D.C. I think it was WizKid that came.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, and it was so insane that I couldn't even get in. And plus, I just got tired. It was like I waited 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
And I was press. But he was late coming in, but nobody seemed to care. Everybody was just, it was at the Kennedy Center in Washington,
wow,
D.C. So I got just, I'm like, you know, I can't stay up till 1 just to see the beginning of the show.
So you had to go. Wow.
I had to go. But that's actually, I saw King Sunny Ade. I'm telling you my age now.
Wow.
But I saw King Sunny Ade in the 80s when he came through the United States on that one tour that kind of made him famous back in the day.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
King. He's the king. He's still the king. Still same energy, same instrumentation, organization. He's actually one of the best out here. Mm. I mean, he's still respected, still performs the same way. It's almost like us growing up, we wanted him to perform at our wedding.
Oh.
It's these days, if you get him to perform at your wedding, then that's to tell you how much you have in your pocket.
Yeah.
So he's a legend.
Where does he live now?
In Nigeria here. Mm-hmm. He's still in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But he's still going on tour. It's still the same energy. Still performs. Just recently, they at the cafe, they just somebody bought his guitar over 45 million naira. That's close to, Tammy, how much is that in dollars?
A lot.
That's a lot. It's almost almost $200,000 to $300,000.
Oh, that's great to know. I didn't know he was still kicking.
It was auctioned.
He's still performing.
That's great. He's still got the same energy.
Wow. Yeah.
Same energy, same performance.
Kind of like Mick Jagger.
Exactly. He's a great guy. He's still a legend here.
Wow.
Well respected.
All right, so real quick, fact check. 45 million naira is about $125,000. Also, let's listen to King Sunny Ade. Here's Jiggy Jiggy Ishapa, one of my favorite tracks from his 1998 album, Odu.
Jiggy Jiggy Ishapa. Jiggy jiggy shapa. Odu konton gori aja. Odu konton gori aja. Yeah,
Smoking King Sunny Ade from 1998. I'm Dr. Maxwell. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and we're in Nigeria. Okay, back to our cool FM friends and to Shaku. Oh my gosh, they made me dance that too. And also a string of top Niger hits.
So we're going to introduce you to some Nigerian pop music within this hour.
Yeah.
So you're going to, we'll probably teach out to Shaku as well. That would be fun.
Shaku?
Yes.
Okay,
we're
going
to teach out to Shaku. Yes, yes. We're going to do that. Yeah, Dotun is like the king of Shaku.
Okay,
so we're
going
to teach out to Shaku. That's going to be fun. I think we're going to play a Shaku song for you, a song that you can Shaku to, and then we're going to teach out to Shaku. You go on Instagram and watch all the madness happen. It's going to be fun.
But you know what Shaku Shaku means, right?
It's a dance, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a dance.
It's a dance,
much,
a popular dance.
I don't know how to do it.
Don't worry. You're going to learn today.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to play a Shaku song. This one is with the Shaku Masters, the Street Kings, Mr. Real and Slim Case with Mr. Easy Overload. The Shaku is happening now.
I want to play. I don't say something, guys.
Overload, see you overload, your body overload, you give me overdose, slay mama overload, see you overload, your body overload, you give me overdose, all the foul to bet you go, I swear my father can't do, but they can't be my, ask of it, it might not be problem. Are pari pari bodo pari bodo do Are pari 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 do do overload see you overload your body overload you give me overload slay mama overload see you overload your body overload you give me overload.
And you look at the Jackie Booker. What's your name? Only Joyce. Okay, Joyce. Watch your share, OG. Easy. Chop me a jerry jet. Manager shower. And a low key. Main pass a yawa. Be 30 bouncers. Mama go a party. Left for Wheezy. Let me change IP.
Overload. See you overload. The body overload. You give me overdose. Slay mama overload. See you overload. The body overload. Give me overdose.
Come on, load to bar. Show my love to bar. Show like Mr. Easy, take it easy. Motiwa, spiritual. Oh my day, one of them physical. Mr. E, me go radical. What's that shit, Tiari? Me tap.
That's up, don't be way to. Baby, I'm out to get to. I'm out to make a shiri. Come forever, me lolo. That's up, don't be way to. I'm out to get to. I'm out to make a shiri. Come forever, me lolo.
Okay, that was Overload by Mr. Easy, Slim Case, and Mr. Real. Here's Property, another great Niger hit by Mr. Easy. This is trending now in Lagos.
Red again. It's your boys. Zaga what? Zaga that. Baby, all of my property. All of my property. I give you authority. I give you authority. If you go down like economy. Economy. Baby, you go follow me. Follow me.
like to know what you want. Zagadat. I would like to know what you need. Yeah. I would like to know your size. So that when I'm shopping, I go they buy, I'm tight. Me, I know be a cargum. I be generous. Me, I know go do you wrong. Like King Lazarus. Baby, make we go JJ. See the money life. Me, I know they tight my hand, oh. So, baby, all of my property. All of my property. I give you authority. I give you authority. If you go down like economy. Economy. Baby, you go follow me. Follow me, yeah. Sake, I go Walango Loco. From Nigeria, you did this stop so we do. Yeah, come make we go Toronto. Yeah, baby, all of my property. All of my property. I give you authority. I give you authority. If you go down like economy, economy. Baby, you go follow me. Follow me. Yeah.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Property, Mr. Easy and Moti. This is Music Time in Africa, but it's also Cool FM 96 Lagos. Yeah, baby. Here's one more hit that the Cool FM gang played while I was hanging out with them last week on air. This one is, well, you know this one already, probably, Ajay by Davido, Parisi Yonda, and Fresh VDM.
But them no fine pass you. Them one do the do. But them no do pass you. Jamaican girls them high. But them no high pass you. You make a one true bangu. You know you would ever go. Ajay, Ajay, Ajay.
Fam. So as you know, this song and the last several are trending now in Lagos. I was in the Cool FM studio as these songs were hitting the airwaves. The Twitter feed was popping. I was dancing shaku and eating meat pies with Timmy B. But sadly, we need to wrap this show up. I'll say goodbye with one last moment on Cool FM where Timmy B chooses another See Me song for us peeps.
Okay, so if there's one song that you want me to play for you, what song would it be?
Well, I don't want to name a song that I already play on my show.
Okay.
So I want you to pick one.
I should pick one.
I want you to pick one. But here's the kind of Afrobeats pop urban music I like from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I like it when it's update and current, has a good beat, but then also has a bit of some sort of aspect of cultural music, whether it be a flute from the north or like a percussion heavy, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some kind of mix like that.
Okay, I'm going to surprise you. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to play you a song from this fantastic lady. Her name is Simi, and this song is kind of like everything that you have described. This is Owambe by Simi on 96.9 Cool FM.
Right, that was Owambe by Simi, selected and played by Tammy B of Cool FM. And we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me this weekend. I hope you're a happier person now than you were just 1 hour ago. Special thanks to our affiliate stations, Cool FM 96 Lagos and Sports Radio Brila 88.9 FM. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 20.0500 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.05 Universal Time and Saturdays and Sundays at 09, 15, 20, and 22.0500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, people. Stay beautiful.